I'm Joe Getz. Welcome to the VPR Classical Student Composer Showcase in collaboration with Music Comp, Music Composition Online Mentoring Project. Our first student composer from our region is Franklin, Vermont composer Justin Gates. He's a senior at Missisquoi Valley Union High School. His piece that we're going to be hearing in a couple of minutes is for string quartet, and it's called What I Knew Would Come. Justin joins me right now in the studio here at Vermont Public Radio. Justin, thanks for taking time out of your busy high school schedule to come down.
Thank you very much for having me. It's very exciting.
So this was a piece that you worked on and wrote last summer because you were part of that program that Music Comp and Burlington Ensemble put on called the String Quartet Project. How many of there were you in that project?
I think there was only five or six of us. It was a very small project, very personal.
And you were working with Vermont composer Eric Nielsen. And how many pieces did you write during that time? Was this the only one that you completed, or did you do others?
It was just the one, yeah. It was a very limited amount of time, and it was very focused on just learning how to write for string quartet in the one piece, yeah.
What got you interested in composition to start with? When did you start writing music? When did all that begin for you?
Well, I sort of have always been doodling around on the piano since I was little, and I attended a Governor's Institute on the Arts a couple years ago and started really getting into it, then wrote down my first piece, and ever since then with the Vermont Youth Orchestra Association and with Music Comp, I've just sort of been building and building on it. I've always been immersed in music, and writing music was the natural next step for me.
Tell us about what you're working on right now, because before we get to the string quartet, I just learned the other day that you are writing a piece for Counterpoint, Vermont's Professional Vocal Ensemble, and the working title is Remembering Nature's Way. You're writing the music, and the words are yours as well. How did that come about?
Well, the Counterpoint group was looking for a student composition, and Sandy McLeod, director of Music Comp, recommended me to them, and we got in touch and talked, and they really wanted something original with words and music, and I had written a piece with both a poem and the music for the Vermont Youth Orchestra Chorus, and so it was a natural fit for me, and I started doing that a couple weeks ago and working on it fervently.
And you're going to be graduating here in just a couple of months. Are you planning to pursue music further when you go on to higher education? What do you plan to do?
I do. I'm looking to go into music composition. I have two schools battling it out in my mind right now, between Berklee School of Music in Boston and Ithaca College in New York.
Both very good schools for music.
Yeah. It's extremely exciting to be accepted for both and working through that. And it's just whether or not I'm going to go into the more concert composition or into film scoring, which is what I would do at Berklee.
Now tell us about the piece that we're featuring this month for string quartet, the one you wrote last summer, What I Knew Would Come. It's a great piece. I really like it. There's this very simple melody that kind of grabs you right off the bat, and then the whole thing kind of just spirals from there. Did you have a linear arc in mind for the piece, or did it just kind of flow stream of consciousness when you were writing it?
It was really remarkable as an experience, never having written for instrumentation before, and especially not for string quartet. And I just started out as, like I always do, just plunking out notes on the piano, and I came up with the melody and the drone and the cello in the very beginning. And I kept that and sort of just worked my way through, and it kept evolving and changing with the guidance of Mr. Eric Nielsen, which was very supportive and encouraging, showing how those things should change and could change. It took shape in a very smooth manner. It was like most creation, it was more like I was finding something than making something from scratch.
And the title, What I Knew Would Come, it seems to me that it almost speaks to that. It's like it's almost as if you were writing it with a plan for what was coming next in each bar. Is that, am I reading too much into it, or is that pretty much what it is?
I wish that were the case. 'Cause it really did come as a bar by bar inspiration, and it's really kind of remarkable. And I think a lot of composers and artists in general have that sensation when something really comes together, and you surprise yourself sometimes. And with the melody in the beginning, I could feel sort of the ominous, foreboding feeling, and I knew what was sort of going on as the background inspiration in my life. As with most artists, that's how it works, and I sort of knew the concept I wanted to get across in the music, and I sort of pursued that, and maybe in an unconscious way, it sort of tied it all together really nicely.
Well, before we started speaking here, you were telling me that it's an odd, almost out of body experience listening to the recording of your work. It was premiered in September as part of Burlington Ensemble's first concert of their 90-10 season, in which they feature work by you and other student composers. So take us to that moment when you're sitting there at the church, these professional musicians come out on stage and start to play music that you wrote. What was that like?
It was an absolute thrill, though I do have to say the first time through that they started, one of them miscounted a bar and they had to start over, which was an interesting experience, which shows that, even professional musicians are human, and that I think going from that and then hearing them play it all the way through in the recording that we have today just made it all the more sweet to really show that it was a work in progress, and to sit there and listen to something that you create, you baby in your mind for so long, and you hear it played on the computer and it doesn't have that human quality. It doesn't feel alive. And then you hear it for the first time, and it really is, you feel like you are experiencing not it as a composer, but as part of an audience. And you're really brought in, and you receive the message that you are intending for everyone else to hear from your music. And it's very astounding to sort of communicate with yourself as well as other people in that fantastic way.
Do you want to write more for string quartet now?
I very much do. I loved the medium, especially after sort of being tutored through it with Eric Nielsen, and listening to Beethoven's string quartets and Mozart's. It's an awesome medium to work with because of its versatility, and I very much want to write for it again.
There's so much more you can do with the techniques of the instruments too. Using harmonics and pizzicato, portamento, all those things. Well, best of luck to you. It's going to be I can't wait to hear what you write next. I'm very much looking forward to hearing your counterpoint piece. When is that going to be first performed? Do you know yet?
I believe it will be sometime in April, maybe toward the end. I'm not exactly sure. I'm working the deadlines right now to try and get drafts into them. So I'm not sure when the final performance date is, but I believe it's sometime in late April or probably early May.
Well, we'll keep our listeners updated on that. Justin Gates, thanks for joining us. And now let's hear your piece, What I Knew Would Come, recorded live by musicians from Burlington Ensemble in September 2012. Thank you.